Ducks and crocodiles spend most of their lives in the water, but that's about all they have in common. Or is it? Our ambassador to the world of children's literature, Daniel Pinkwater, has brought us a new book that brings those two species together in the most unexpected of ways. The book is called Googie Googie. It's written and illustrated by Shiwan Chen. Daniel Pinkwater joins us from his home in upstate New York. Daniel, thanks for being with us.
Googie Googie, Scott.
And also to you, since we're coming into the holiday season. What a beautiful book this
It
is.
Is, in fact, a masterpiece. I quote a great man, "I believe it is impossible to make sense of life in this world except through art." A great man said that.
Who said
It was
that?
me.
Oh, yes, okay.
We all have genuine artistic vision as children, and it gets degraded according to the way we're educated. I think good picture books should help children resist having their visual sensibilities dumbed down, and this book does that. It's got really capital A art, and I love it.
A wonderful story, too, at the heart of
Let's
it,
read it.
genuinely.
Let's
Yes, sure.
read it and do our feeble best to convey a little bit about these really very funny and also really beautiful pictures. Who
Okay.
wants to start?
Why don't you start?
An egg was rolling on the ground. It rolled through the trees. It rolled across the meadow. It rolled all the way down the hill.
Finally, it rolled right into a duck's nest.
Mother Duck didn't notice. She was reading.
And in fact, we see an illustration of a mother duck with bifocals.
Yes, and she's got her book, and she's sitting on her eggs, one of which is notably larger than the others.
Soon enough, the eggs began to crack. The first duckling to hatch had blue spots. Mother Duck called him Crayon. The second duckling had brown stripes. Zebra, Mother Duck decided. The third duckling was yellow, and Mother Duck named him Moonlight.
A rather odd-looking duckling hatched from the fourth egg, Googie Googie, he said, and that became his name.
And there you see a lovely brown egg splitting, and, if I may, an adorable green baby crocodile just throwing his arms heavenward and saying, Googie Googie. Mother Duck taught her four ducklings how to swim, how to dive, and how to waddle.
Gorgeous double-page spread. They're waddling this way, they're waddling that way. He's towing them in a little cart on his tricycle. Googie Googie always learned more quickly than the others. He was bigger and stronger, too.
But no matter how quick they were or what they looked like, Mother Duck loved all her ducklings the same.
And here's a picture I'd have on my wall and look at every day for the rest of my life and not mind it a bit of Mother Duck reading to her little brood, and they're all in a big pile, falling asleep, sort of draped over Googie Googie. Then one terrible day, three crocodiles came out of the lake. They looked a lot like Googie Googie. The crocodiles were smiling, and when they laughed with their mouths wide open, the whole world could see their big pointed teeth.
There's no question from the illustrations. This is where the bad guys enter the story.
Are those not the naughtiest, evilest crocodiles yet depicted?
The three crocodiles saw Googie Googie and smiled some more. Look at that ridiculous crocodile. He's walking like a duck.
Googie Googie heard them. "I am not walking like a duck. I am a duck," he explained. The crocodiles laughed. "Look at yourself. No feathers, no beak, no big webbed feet. What you have is blue-gray skin, sharp claws, pointed teeth, and the smell of bad crocodile. You're just like us."
Ever since I first read that, I've been trying to recapture the smell of bad crocodile. It makes you quiver. It makes you quiver, that's for sure. The first crocodile said, "Your blue-gray body lets you hide underwater without being seen, so you can get close to fat, delicious ducks." The second crocodile said, "Big sharp claws help you hold fat, delicious ducks tightly, so they don't get away." The third crocodile said, "Pointed teeth are necessary so you can chew fat, delicious ducks."
They're so bad.
Yum.
The three crocodiles grinned. "We know you live with the ducks. Take them to the bridge tomorrow and practice diving. We'll wait underneath with our mouths open wide. Why would I do that? Gudgy Gudgy asked. Why should I listen to you? Because we are all crocodiles, and crocodiles help each other. The bad crocodiles grinned again and vanished into the grass.
Gudgy Gudgy felt terrible. He sat by the lake to think. Is it true? Am I a bad crocodile, too? He looked down into the lake and made a fierce face. Gudgy Gudgy laughed. He looked ridiculous. I am not a bad crocodile. Of course, I'm not exactly a duck, either. He's trying to look bad in this picture, isn't he, Daniel?
He's trying, and he's not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
But the three crocodiles are nasty, and they want to eat my family. I must think of a way to stop them. Gudgy Gudgy thought and thought until finally he thought up a good idea. He went home happy and content.
Then, of course, you see the bad crocodiles snapping tree branches in their capacious mouths with their pointy little teeth. That night, the three bad crocodiles sharpened their pointed teeth, all the while thinking of fat, delicious ducks. They were ready for their feast.
The next day, Gudgy Gudgy did as he'd been told. He took the flock of ducks to the bridge to practice diving.
The three bad crocodiles were waiting for the ducks underneath the bridge.
It wasn't fat, delicious ducks that dropped from the bridge, though. It was three big, hard rocks.
The crocodiles bit down. Crack, 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 went their pointed teeth. The three bad crocodiles ran as fast as they could. In barely a minute, they were nowhere to be seen.
Gudgy Gudgy had saved the ducks. Gudgy Gudgy was the duck hero of the day. That night, all the ducks danced and celebrated. Scott, look at this page of the dancing ducks. Is this not great?
It's just wonderful.
It beggars description. You just have to get a hold of the book and see this.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's funny as can be. It's just a wonderful drawing.
Well, and the last page is Gudgy Gudgy and one of his siblings, Gudgy Gudgy, standing on one of his arms, just doing a handstand, just to amuse one of his siblings. Gudgy Gudgy continued to live with Mother Duck, Crayon, Zebra, and Moonlight, and every day he became a stronger and happier croco-duck.
Gudgy Gudgy.
It's a wonderful story. I mean, and it, you know, for a page and a half there, you're really kind of wondering what he's going to do.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if you look at this thing, you look at this really museum-quality art, this is a book that's going to be kept. This is a book that's going to be revisited. This is the one I'm looking for all the time.
What age child would be best for this story, do you think?
I would say between, 62 and 63.
Okay.
But I think much younger also.
Yeah.
Really, you know, people read children's books. It's an art form. I don't think about these things too much. Mm. You do them, they find their level.
Daniel, thanks so much.
It was fun, Scott.
The book is Gudgy Gudgy, written and illustrated by Shiwan Shen and published by Kane Miller. Daniel Pinkwater is the author of many fine books for children and many fine books for adults, including Bad Bears in the Big City and the forthcoming Bad Bears and a Bunny. I sense a theme. He joined us from his home in upstate New York.
I know. I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book. It's a shame I don't recall the name of the book. It wasn't a history, I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. The day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm gonna do it again.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.